Good morning. Thank you for joining with me today for this half hour of contemplation and meditation. We will start out contemplating A Course in Miracles, Workbook Lesson 55. And following that, we will drop deeply into our heart, into that quiet space of love. Lesson 55. I am determined to see things differently. What I see is a form of vengeance. I can escape from this world by giving up attack thoughts. I do not perceive my own best interests. I do not know what anything is for. The very fact that I see such things as disease, disaster, and death is proof that I do not understand God. Therefore, I also do not understand His Son. What I see tells me that I do not know who I am. I am determined to see the witness to the truth in me, rather than those which show me an illusion of myself. The world I see is hardly the representation of loving thoughts. It is a picture of attack on everything by everything. It is anything but a reflection of the love of God and the love of His Son. I am grateful that my loving thoughts will save me from this perception of the world and give me the peace God intended me to have. Without attack thoughts, I could not see of attack. As forgiveness allows love to return to my awareness, I will see a world of peace and safety, and it is this I choose to see in place of what I look on now. How could I recognize my own best interests when I do not know who I am? I am willing to follow the guide God has given me to find out what my own best interests are, recognizing that I cannot perceive them by myself. Let me open my mind to the world's real purpose by withdrawing the purpose that I have given it. and learning the truth about it. As I step back and allow Holy Spirit to guide me through this contemplation, I become aware of the feeling of disappointment and the thought that I am distraught, that I see so much separation. And I notice that the closer the circle gets to me, the more separation I seem to see. It seems backwards that I would have a feeling of separation more from the inner circle than from the outer circle. But that is the way the ego works. Because I value the inner circle in different ways than the outer circle. The inner circle has different rules that it should be following that I've made up. And the players inside the inner circle have more restrictions that I've applied to them. And they can't live up to them, and I can't live up to them. And that is where this distraught feeling comes from. And so, Jesus is telling me that I don't understand who I am. And in this misunderstanding of who I am, I've tried to understand with the ego, not understanding is not an option for the ego. The ego always wants to have an understanding no matter what. And so when the true understanding is covered up, the ego came up with its own understanding. And in its trying to understand, it has made false assumptions and false beliefs. And these false things are what caused me to have distraught. I do not know what my own best interests are, because I do not know who I am. But I'm learning. I'm learning who I am every time I question this feeling of distraught. Every time I question the attack thoughts that I hold, questioning the motivation behind them, questioning the belief of who it is that needs to have revenge thoughts, I am getting closer to surrendering completely into the idea of the truth. That I do not know my own best interests because I do not know myself. And each time I consider that deeply, I get closer to knowing who I am and what my own best interests are. Jesus tells me my own best interest is to follow the guidance of my inner guide. Holy Spirit, inner guide, I sink quietly and deeply into my heart, surrendering to your guidance as I enter deeply into the love of all that is. Thank you for joining with me in this quiet space of discovering the truth of who I am. Namaste.